Here's a story from The World.
Just a few days ago, on a beach on the Greek island of Lesbos, a rubber boat carrying 70 migrants, most of them children, touches land. For years now, this has been a regular occurrence on the Greek Aegean Islands, a gateway into Europe for migrants fleeing war and violence in the Middle East, Africa, elsewhere. The number of people arriving is way down from its peak 6 years ago, but many still make the journey to seek asylum, often by boat from neighboring Turkey. Now there is mounting evidence that Greek authorities are preventing migrants from doing that. They're accused of intercepting asylum seekers at sea and pushing them back to Turkey. From Greece, The World's Lydia Manalidou has our story.
This is the spot where Iraqi photographer Yusuf Elshueli arrived on Lesbos about 3 years ago.
I saw this view, exactly where we are sitting.
We sit on a bench by the island's main port in Mytilene.
You came right into this port.
Yeah, I don't know, it was like just a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Elshueli, who's now a recognized refugee, fled Baghdad. He took a dinghy from Turkey with dozens of other migrants. Mid-journey, the boat broke.
We were in the middle of the sea. The middle of the sea.
Children were screaming, and Elshueli was certain he would die. But the Greek Coast Guard spotted them, scooped them up, and brought them here. This is what authorities are supposed to do. But these days, migrants say more and more the Greek Coast Guard is pushing them back to Turkey. This is a video from about 10 days ago. 27 people are in a rubber boat. 11 of them are children. They're stopped by the Greek Coast Guard.
The Greek police catch us.
Guard members start towing the dinghy back towards Turkey.
We are moving to water, Turkey.
According to migrants, Greek authorities then bring people up to their vessel, drive closer to Turkey, force them onto a life raft, and leave them at sea. In a video from the life raft, a woman pleads for help as the inflatable raft bounces in the waves and her baby clings onto her for support. These videos were sent to Aegean Boat Report, an NGO that tracks pushbacks.
What the Greek government is doing and what we have documented them doing through testimonies, through evidence sent to us by survivors, is that people are being abandoned in the middle of the sea.
Lorraine Leet is with Legal Center Lesbos, another organization that's documenting pushbacks and giving legal support to survivors. She says people are not just being intercepted at sea. There are also reports of asylum seekers who are reaching the Greek islands,
who are then being arrested, detained on official detention sites,
and are then forced onto boats and sent back to Turkey. Leet says this practice is not new.
But there has been an increase in systemic practice of pushing people back. And what it seems to be is that the Greek administration, the EU, has not been able to implement the EU-Turkey deal in the past year as it was intended.
Under this deal, struck in 2016, Turkey agreed to close its borders and stop asylum seekers from coming into Europe in exchange for EU funds. It also agreed to take back people whose asylum applications were rejected in Greece. But that's not happening.
And as a result, we see that unofficially, Greece has been stopping people from coming, has been pushing people back to Turkey because it cannot officially deport people.
Greek authorities deny this is happening, but the evidence is mounting, and major humanitarian organizations are stepping in. That includes the UN's refugee agency. Mireille Girard heads the UNHCR's efforts in Greece. She sat down with me for an interview at their offices in Athens.
The fact is that the frequency of reports is increasing.
She says since the beginning of last year, UNHCR has been looking into 300 cases of pushbacks in Greece alone. She walks me through one case from mid-February that they've been able to verify.
What we know is that several families of Afghan nationals arrived on Lesbos Island.
There were 13 people, including 4 children. They presented themselves to the authorities and were put in a reception area with new arrivals. But overnight, they were forced into a van and driven to a port.
Once they reached a port, they were taken out at sea on a speedboat and from there put on a life raft without life jackets and left adrift until they were rescued by Coast Guard later on the Turkish side of the waters.
These are details UNHCR says it's been able to verify by speaking with witnesses and survivors and reviewing other evidence. Gilad says these reports deserve attention.
Asylum is a human rights. It's an imperative norm of human rights. When there are indication that there may have been a pushback, this incident need to be looked at very formally and very seriously. Because this is illegal.
Critics say that Greece and a number of EU member states have been way too complacent. They say Greece isn't doing enough to investigate these pushbacks and that EU member states are turning a blind eye to the problem.
And you see this atmosphere, this climate of impunity spreading.
Tineke Strik is a Dutch member of the European Parliament. She's part of a committee that's currently investigating what role EU border agents may be playing in pushbacks. She says the messaging from top EU officials isn't helping. She brings up something the European Commission president said last year when she visited Greece.
She said, "You are our shield."
Which Strik took to mean,
"You're doing a good job because you keep the migrants out." You know, and as long as this is the message, member states feel free to go on with these violations.
Back at the port, Yusuf Elshwely says it was hard for him to believe that human rights violations like this could happen in Europe.
I never imagined when they see people with life jackets, with nothing in them pockets, in the middle of the sea, and they push them back and they leave them for dead. I never imagined that will happen here.
He says there's no doubt in his mind this is happening. He's heard too many stories from people on this island and seen too much evidence. Today, he's spending a lot of his time documenting alleged pushbacks in the hope it'll bring attention to the issue and justice to survivors. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou in Athens, Greece.
We reached out to the Greek Coast Guard. In a statement today, they told us that claims by NGOs are based on unsubstantiated reports and unreliable sources, and that the Greek Coast Guard follows all national and international laws.